This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Dr. Shealy. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'll give you a telephone number if you'd like to call us. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Shealy, do you have anything that you'd like to start with?
Well, it's interesting. I just got back from a workshop. There were 20 physicians, chiropractors, and nurses. 15 of them, 75% of the group, had a sacral shear. That's the largest percentage I've ever seen in one room.
And so how was the rest of the seminar spent? Were you fixing them?
I fixed every one of them. And demonstrated to them how they could examine and treat people in their own offices.
I'll bet they were stunned.
Well, it was impressive.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you learn at this
Well, interestingly, I learned several new tests that I can start doing. It's actually a very interesting, simple finger analysis, through a little finger probe that tells you the percentage of fat and water in your body, that kind of thing.
I learned recently, actually Friday, one of our instructors was, she's a biology teacher at the university level, and she was talking about some stupid things that people do and relating to medicine. And she said that you can die if you consume too much water. Well, there was this radio station that had a contest, and the contest was whoever could drink the most water would win a car. And this guy drank the most water, won the car, and died from drinking too much water.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable, but yeah. Dr. Shealy, anything else you'd like to share before I...
No, open line Monday.
Open line Monday. Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, now this is... This really isn't exactly medicine, but it does deal with the brain, or the lack of one. And... One of the dumbest things I can think of, one of the most stupid things I can think of, is putting valuables, things that you absolutely positively must have, in a safety deposit box or a safe deposit box at the bank. And the reason I say that is because you are entrusting someone else to things that are extremely important to you. So let's say a person has a gun, they go, I'll put it in the safe deposit box. Or I have these documents, I'll put them in the safe deposit box. And they pay rent by the month for as long as they have it, which could be a lot of rent and for a long time. Well, that person is dependent on the bank for access to that safe deposit box. The person must have a key. The bank has a key, takes two keys. You have to get into the safe. They have to let you in. They have to be open for business. All those things. Sundays are not a good day to get into your safe deposit box, even if you need it on a Sunday. So I believe that a person should have, under his or her own control, their things. Whatever it is that's important, they should have it. If it's gold, if it's silver, if it's documents, whatever it might be. Jewelry. Have your own location, your own secure location, whether it's on-premises, off-premises, whatever it is, but where you can get to it whenever you want to. Okay, so that being said, there's a company that we've all heard of. It's called Google. Now, Google had an outage, and they were down recently. They do things like they have their Gmail, they have a G Suite, they have YouTube. They have third-party applications that run on Google's cloud storage space. So you can save your data, you can save your files somewhere. You don't know where, but somewhere, but you can access it from the Internet. Assuming that the servers are up, assuming that the Internet's up, assuming that your Internet provider hasn't gone down, assuming that your equipment works. So devices like Discord, Snapchat, and even Apple's iCloud service depend on this kind of technology. Well, Google went down. Google went down. And so what happened? Well, the generally dumb public who bought these Google smart devices, like the Nest, N-E-S-T, branded thermostats, and smart locks, and Nest cameras, were unable to access those devices. So let's think about this. So you have a Nest brand, Google slash Google thermostat, and it's getting hotter, and you decide you want to access your thermostat. But Google is down. No thermostat. Yes, you heard me right. So Google is in charge of taking the commands from your thermostat, from you, and issuing them to your heating and cooling system. Google is in between you, your thermostat, and your heating and cooling equipment. It gets worse. Google has smart locks. And people couldn't get into their homes because they had Google smart locks. And Google went down. That's why I shared the analogy of the safety deposit box. Imagine having your key to your home in the safety deposit box or safe deposit box. And you want to get in your home, so all you have to do is go to the bank, ask them for permission to get into the vault, get your key, and then take your key and go to your home and open your door.
Now, I think you've just proven that anyone who would do that is insane or has an IQ below 80.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking, you're probably right, between 70 and 80. 70 is when you wet your pants. 80 is when you don't wet your pants.
Yeah, but that's below 80.
Yeah. Dr. Shun, I'm very serious about this. This is how far we've fallen. This is how stupid we have become. Entrusting people for and machines and the power grid and the internet and all of that equipment and all those people who work on it with things that are important to us. It makes no sense to me. No sense whatsoever. I would never do it. And people are now saying, you got to be, if you're going to buy a brand new car right now, you have to be nuts to buy a new car because of all the technology that can lock you out of your car. Imagine driving along and then some person sitting at a computer screen says, yeah, we got to report that guy didn't make his payment. So there it is. I see it on the screen. There he is. He's on the interstate. Okay. Shut him down now.
80 miles an hour.
Yeah. And this minimum wage person at the screen has the wrong vehicle identification number. And they shut you down. And you're pulling a horse trailer with your new truck in the heat and your horses die because some jerk mistyped your vehicle identification number.
Technology has gone too far.
Well, Dr. Shuley, it may seem like I'm just imagining this, but I can tell you I've extrapolated this because my wallet was stolen many years ago, and I went to the DMV to get a replacement. I thought, you know, one of the things I really need to do soon is get a replacement permit to allow me to operate on the road without being arrested. So I went there, and the gal behind the counter, I've known her for years and years and years, and she's like a one-gal license and registration and title outfit. She's a one-gal band. And she said, "Vincent, I can't do it. Your license has been suspended." I said, "Come on." She said, "No, it's been suspended." Well, some jerk typed in my driver's license number and suspended my license for an alleged $20 unpaid fine that was never issued to me. I was never there. I never did it. Never got the fine. I believe it was probably intentional by people at the Missouri State House of Representatives who just want to have some fun with me and put me on the suspended list so that, you know, the next time police saw a taillight out, they'd pull me over and maybe arrest me for unpaid balance that I never owed. But that's why I'm saying that I can actually imagine these things happening with Google, the thermostats, and the locks. Because something kind of similar happened to me. But I would never entrust a third party of any kind, whether it be some guy in a uniform saying, you know, "We're going to protect you by protecting your home. Just give us the keys." No way. No way. And I wouldn't want to live in a gated community either, because someone's in charge of the gate that lets me in to the road, that lets me into my driveway, that lets me into my house. What do you think? I mean, of course, I would have a car that would be able, or a truck that would be able to just drive through the gate, but, you know, push my way through. But then again, you know, the next thing.
But they would call the cops for that, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted to go home, you know. Jeez. Well, anyway, I wanted to share that. Any thoughts about this infinite stupidity, Dr. Shuley?
Well, in my opinion, the average human has an IQ of a Neanderthal or lower. And that because they have tolerated government doing all kinds of nonsense and tolerated our food industry being as evil as the narcotic industry. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, play goes on.
There's a company called Johnsonville, Johnsonville. They are in the smoked sausage business. So Johnsonville made 95,000 pounds of jalapeno cheddar smoked sausages. And they're ready to eat. But there's a small problem with them. They may have been contaminated with hard green plastic. How does that happen? How does a company kill all those animals, make 95,000 pounds of jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, and inject them with these green plastic pieces that weren't found out until a customer said, "Yo, what is this stuff, this green plastic stuff in these ready-to-eat sausages?" And it happened between March 12th and 13th, 2019. So it's subject to a recall. It hasn't been recalled yet. It's subject to a recall. Can you imagine that? 14-ounce film vacuum-packed, best buy dated June 9th. Okay. The idea is you're urged not to consume them and throw them away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And so, class, if you're wondering about these Johnsonville jalapeno cheddar smoked sausages, they are in the 14-ounce package. And the best use-by date was, June 9th, 2019, on the back. So if you have them, don't eat them. Bring them back or discard them and demand your money back. That's what I would do if I made the mistake of buying Johnsonville jalapeno cheddar smoked sausages, which would never happen because I don't eat that stuff. Dr. Shealy, I don't like eating out in restaurants, and for a whole bunch of reasons. I've had tenants who I saw their personal habits, and they weren't very clean, and those are the people who were in the kitchens of some of the restaurants on the East Coast. So that kind of taught me I need to be careful about restaurants. When I was younger, I was working in an auto parts store, and right next to the auto parts store was a Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, I was not thinking one day, and I decided to go get a donut. So I walked over to across the parking lot to Dunkin' Donuts and got this donut and bit into it. And it was one of those, just a regular glazed donut, you know, with the poison, sugary poison on top. And I bit into it, and I sliced the roof of my mouth open because it was this piece of metal that was 3/8 of an inch wide by, let's say, an inch long. And I pulled it out, and I went to the Dunkin' Donuts, and I said, I found this in my donut. And they didn't care. They didn't seem to be concerned at all. I thought, okay.
You bought it.
I will do it the other we'll do it the other way. So I called the Board of Health. I mean, they didn't seem to care. So I called the Board of Health, and they got shut down. They got shut down within an hour. Board of Health came over and said, what happened? I said, well, that's what I got. Here's the donut. Here's the blood from my mouth. Here's the piece I found. So the Board of Health guy went looking around. And what they found out was there was this mixing machine that would mix the dough. And it had these, like, blades on it. Well, I had one of the blades. They had some of the other blades at the Dunkin' Donuts kitchen. So the point was, there is this guy, I guess, who was working, you know, with the mixing machine and wasn't paying attention, didn't notice that one of the blades was missing. Now, if I were working there, I'd go, whoa, wait a minute, we're missing. Where could it have gone? I'll bet it's in the donuts. But he wasn't smart enough to figure that out. So I try very hard not to eat donuts. I try very hard not to eat food at restaurants because I don't know how clean the people are. And I don't know how well they rinse when they wash the utensils and pots and pans, if they wash them at all. I don't know.
Vince, I love you.
I love you too, Dr. Shuley. But what are your thoughts on that? Are you concerned about the residue from the detergents? I mean, heck, it looks like people are feasting on those detergent. Especially guys with the man boobs, and the women with women boobs. I mean, they're growing like crazy.
Yeah, I don't like to eat out. I often say I would rather cook for 30 people than eat out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I feel, and I have pretty much totally lost my appetite for eating out. I really don't want to do it, and you can't even drink the water, right?
I mean, no, it's loaded with poison.
Right. Okay, Dr. Shuley, there's a trend among the wealthy, and this is absolutely medical discussion right here. Well, these billionaires seem to want to inflict their will for an even longer time on us. They want to live longer. And so we've got guys like Jeff Bezos, Bezos, I guess maybe that's how he pronounces it, from Amazon. He wants to put a lot of cash into finding a cure for aging. Okay. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, he wants to load your brain with a computer chip to program you to be even smarter. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has put a lot of cash into apocalypse survival location in Hawaii, at least. So he wants survival insurance. The question is, some of these guys are getting transfusions of young blood. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania receiving a royal welcome in London this morning, featuring the pomp and circumstance of the official three-day state visit. President Trump joining Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family for the military ceremony on the grounds of Buckingham Palace, then doing lunch And the president will lay a wreath later this morning at Westminster Abbey at the grave of the unknown. Tonight, the Queen will be hosting a formal state banquet. Missouri's only abortion clinic will stay open for now, but the state's investigation won't end. A temporary restraining order issued on Friday prevented the closure of that Planned Parenthood location in St. Louis, the last abortion clinic in the state. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why today? God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster. Dr. Shealy, I have a friend who's a mechanic, and he decided to go on vacation with his family, and he spent a week at the beach. Actually, his family spent a week at the beach. He spent one day on the beach, and the tops of his feet were so red. When he came back from the vacation, he was wearing flip-flops in his garage, in his shop where he works, because his feet were so sunburned. Dr. Shield, do you have advice for people who that can happen to? And it's not like this man was really fair-skinned. He was not fair-skinned. But he really got burned badly in one day just lying out on the beach. And I don't think people realize how dangerous the sun can be. Your thoughts?
Well, you could take, if you are not accustomed to the sun, 2,000 milligrams of PABA by mouth an hour before you go out. And that will protect you for 3 or 4 hours without having to put on sunscreen. If you take astaxanthin 30 milligrams a day for 3 days before going out, that will probably also prevent you from being sunburned. Other than that, you just got to be very careful. You can't afford to expose skin that never sees the sun to the sun.
Mm-hmm. And so was that the issue, that it's because it was skin that never sees the sun, meaning the tops of his feet?
Because apparently that's the only part they got sunburned, so I have to assume it's because it was untamed sense of skin, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. And now, does a person do damage to their body when this happens?
Well, of course, because that's a very serious inflammatory process. It could damage the body as a whole, but also cause even scarring or worse on the feet.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if the other organs go into overdrive to fight the inflammation.
Well, they do, but they can't always take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was 2,000 milligrams of PABA. And would that be pronounced PABA?
Yeah. And okay. If you're going to stay out more than 2 hours, you need to take another 2 grams. The first time.
2,000 milligrams. 2,000 milligrams is 2 grams.
Right.
Okay. And 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, and that was 2 or 3 days prior?
Yeah. Preferably 3 days beforehand, because you've already got it, you know, everywhere in the body.
Okay. Okay. And is there a correct amount of sun that we should be getting? Is there a way that we can dose ourselves? You know, say, X amount of minutes if X percentage of your body is exposed to the sun. Like for a guy going out without a shirt on but with long pants on. Is there an amount of sun that we should get every day that you can give us a guide?
Well, obviously in the winter we can't get any sun, but if you go off the place where there is sun, you have to be careful. And now during the rest of the year, for instance, I can take an hour or two once a week and never burn, and I can take an hour or two 4 days in a row and never burn. But that's because I've done this all my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, I've noticed there are some people who really look older than they are, and there are two things that I attribute that to. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me people who are in the sun a lot get wrinkled faster, and people who smoke get wrinkled faster, and people who are out in the sun and smoke get wrinkled really faster in terms of the age before their time. Would you say that's accurate?
Your observational skills are normal.
Okay. All right. So it's just like that guy said. The guy on the TV commercial about investing in real estate, he would say, I'm going to tell you a secret. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do. And don't do it! Okay, so if you don't want to be wrinkled, watch what people who are wrinkled, watch what they do, and don't do it. Okay? Bone scan for osteoporosis in women, especially seniors. Dr. Shealy, I've heard doctors talking about medical doctors saying, well, you know, you're up there and, you know, getting to that point where you should consider a bone scan. What is that about? What is this bone density scan for? And is it a bona fide test that a woman...
It is a bona fide test, and it does show you whether or not you are losing bone. You know, it's an indication of osteopenia or osteoporosis. To me, they're all the same thing. It's just... It's a smaller degree of osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if a person, let's say the bone density scan comes back with, well, you know, you're losing some bone. What would you do to improve that situation? Can it be reversed?
Well, first, second, and third, I'd be sure that I'm getting adequate doses of vitamin D3, and that means up to 50,000 once a week, or 50,000 if you're below 140 pounds, 50,000 three times a month. And it means you're getting adequate K2, which is a minimum of 100 micrograms a day. And it means you're getting boron, 9 to 12 milligrams a day. And it means you're getting magnesium lotion, 2 teaspoons twice a day.
Okay, so I was writing as fast as I could. Vitamin D, 50,000 units once a week if you're below, if you're above 140 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. K2, a minimum of 100 micrograms per day, and 9 to 12 milligrams of boron daily, is that right?
Yeah.
And then magnesium lotion every day.
Yep.
Okay. And those are the things that you should do to improve your bone density. What about diet? Are there things that you should eat?
Well, the things you shouldn't eat, sugar.
Okay.
White rice. White potatoes, wheat. You should get plenty of veggie vegetables. That's about it.
Okay. And what about calcium? Things like milk.
You don't need any extra calcium if you are on the vitamin D3.
Okay. Calcium. I'm just writing down calcium, not necessary to increase if D3. Okay. All right. So what I heard was no sugar, no rice, no potato, white potatoes, no wheat, but increase real vegetables, and the addition of calcium is not necessary if you take the necessary dose of vitamin D3, which is 50,000 units once a week, if you're over 140 pounds.
Yep.
Okay. And what vegetables would you recommend? Are there vegetables that are higher in calcium content, or is that not necessary at all?
Well, kale, all the green leafy vegetables are better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Green leafy. What do you think about the most common of the greenish or light green or barely green vegetable, iceberg lettuce? I'm sorry, yeah.
Well, I don't eat it because I think it's a waste of energy and food.
Yeah.
Romaine, and all the other more friendly loose leafed, et cetera, lettuces are fine, but not. I think iceberg's just water.
Yeah. And so what is it about iceberg that makes it deficient in most of the nutrients that we would need?
Well,
Is it because it's not green? It's, you know, barely green?
Well, yeah. I mean, really, it's mostly the what I call the vein.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so for those who are just trying to make a quick acid test decision when they're at the grocery store or the supermarket and they're in the produce department, the darker the green, the better? Is that just an acid test rule of thumb?
I'm sorry?
Okay, if a person is in the supermarket or the grocery store and they're in the vegetable section, is the acid test, the quick rule of thumb, the greener the vegetable, the better?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. And the more purple, the better?
Oh, even better yet.
Okay.
And
so
the purple is for antioxidants. It doesn't increase the calcium, but it does increase the antioxidants.
Okay. And I just have one word of caution from my reading, Dr. Shealy, and that is there are these bags of mixed lettuce that are cut up, and they're already bagged for you. So You don't have to go through the hassle of cutting them up into little bite-sized pieces.
I don't trust that.
Right. And that was the point. That was the point. That they have often been found to have bacteria in them that you don't want to eat. And so when let's say I'm peeling an onion. I peel off one layer of the onion, you know, not only the skin, but one layer, and I throw that away. Because I think that's what's been exposed to the handling, the insecticides and all that. And I'm more protective if I get to the, you know, if I don't consume that. And the same thing, if I were to have iceberg lettuce, I would do the same thing. Or cabbage, I would do the same thing. I would take off the outer leaf or two and then throw them away and then eat or consume what's inside. Is that, do you agree with that, Dr. Shuley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We had a call from one of our neighbors, and his wife, she's in her middle 70s, and our neighbor said, "Dad, she's not doing so well." And we kind of really worried about her because she wasn't doing well. And then we found out last night that, well, what it was she had cramps, severe cramps in her hips. Is that something that is a warning sign of anything, or do you have a suggestion on how to minimize those cramps?
Well, probably a deficiency in magnesium.
Okay. Hips, magnesium deficiency. So that's really simple. Go to the website, normshealy.com, and buy some magnesium lotion. And from my... from my understanding, you apply it, you put some in your hands and you put it on your butt and, you know, on your cheeks, pull up your shorts and you're good to go.
Yep.
Me, I do it every day, but I use the spray and it's on my chest. And, as soon as I get out of the shower, dry off, spray, I'm good to go. And it is great for a regular heartbeat. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shiel is with us, and if you'd like to call his clinic, here's his number in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. 417-351-5221. That's Dr. Shealy's clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, magnesium lotion for irregular heartbeat. What are your thoughts? How do we do it?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just you do two teaspoons twice a day on the skin. And, you know, for people, if it's occasional irregularity, it'll help within a day or two. If it's something that's been going on for weeks, it may take a month to do it through the skin.
And what is the success rate that you've found using magnesium on the skin to smooth out and straighten out the irregular heartbeats?
Well, it's about 95% if it's not been going on very long. But again, if it's been going on very long, the best thing is get four grams of magnesium chloride in an IV slow push and then do the skin lotion.
Okay, so when you're talking about 4 grams of IV magnesium, that you're talking about something like a Myers cocktail, is that correct?
Well, actually, yeah. It's just really that you don't need to do anything but the magnesium chloride without the other components. Or the vitamin C even.
And that was four grams. And how slow of a push would that be?
Oh, about an hour.
Okay. Is that something that can be had at your office? Can someone who's listening come in?
Yeah, we definitely do it here. And we check the, you know, even the EKG before and after.
Okay. And so... If I'm understanding this correctly, Dr. Shealy, someone with an irregular heartbeat who has had it for a while can come and see you, get this intravenous slow push of magnesium, and then leave with a bottle of magnesium lotion and then continue the treatment on their own at their own home. Is that, did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the success rate of doing that with someone who's had it for a long time, what would that success rate be? Is it still the same?
Well, if it's been weeks or months, they might need a couple of IVs, but then the success rate's going to be the same.
Okay. All right, class. So that's what you can do. You can go call that number, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And I've got to tell you, almost, Dr. Shuley, literally, almost every middle-aged person or older whom I've spoken with who is not using magnesium lotion says they have an irregular heartbeat. Almost everybody. Well, I can't think of a single person who hasn't said he or she has an irregular heartbeat. Not one. Now, is that unusual? I mean,
That's why they have an irregular heartbeat. They're deficient in magnesium. And that is, of course, even without having the irregular heartbeat, 80%, if you check the blood cell, just took 80 people out of 100 in any city, they're going to be deficient in magnesium. It may not cause an irregular heartbeat. Initially, it can all cause every other symptom in the world. But magnesium is totally deficient in our country.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, we were starting to talk about this earlier in this hour, that there are people who are wealthy who are looking for the fountain of youth. And there are some who believe that they found it in transfusions from young people. I'm talking about very young people getting the blood of young people transfused into an older person's body. What are your thoughts about doing that? Does it work? Is it immoral? What are your thoughts?
I don't have the foggiest idea. I can't imagine doing it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, to me that's fishing in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was just something that I've read about and...
I've heard about it. I just don't know the science.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, I've heard that if you have a bad heart, then what you need to do is eat hearts. If you have a bad liver, you need to eat liver. I guess if you have bad skin, eat skin. Is there any truth?
That's about the same common sense.
Is there any truth to the eating hearts? Because my mom used to serve me things I thought were peppers. They weren't peppers, they were chicken hearts. But you never wanted to tell me, you know, eat your chicken hearts. Is that something that's good to eat or not?
I think it's good. I happen to like the taste of them, but I don't know.
Okay. How about eating liver if you have a liver problem? Does that make sense?
Well, again, it's one of my favorite foods. Chicken liver is even above calf liver. But I don't know the science.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shuley's with us, normshuley.com. Let me give you that number one more time. We'll be back for another hour right after top of the hour commercials and news. Dr. Shuley's number is 417-351-5221 in Springfield, Missouri. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.